What up, though, peoples? Welcome to Video Village. I'm your host, Mo Ski, and this is the show that takes you behind the scenes and into the lives of the content creators. And today I have with me the wonderful, most talented, beautiful Bridget Ladd. What's up?
Thank you.
Sweet.
Just writing.
Yes, you are. Let me get into your fantabulous bio here. Bridget Ladd is an actress, writer, producer, director, and active member of SAG-AFTRA and a part of the Alliance of Women Directors. In late 2015, she participated in the Horizon Awards by donating funds to support up-and-coming female filmmakers. She's been casting Atlanta actors for her short, Wounded Hearts, which later won Best Screenplay at the TPN Film Festival and later produced a sci-fi short called Conflicted. She recently produced a SAG-AFTRA low-budget short film, The Other Man. However, she has stepped into the comedy realm with her comedy pilot, Dirty Laundry. Her motto is, don't wait, create. Never sit around and wait for the phone to ring. You're the boss. Create your own content. Study, read, network, and always be prepared. Miss Bridget was cracking.
What's up?
How you doing? Thank you for coming on the show.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, now where you from? Let's get off with that.
I was born in Georgia, in a small town outside of Athens called Elberton, Georgia. So I'm a country girl at heart.
Okay. Sweet. Not far from the Atlanta hustle and bustle.
Huh? Exactly.
But it's good to get back, you know, out of that.
Yeah, definitely.
To get back to the country. Now tell us about Wounded Hearts. Was this your calling card to the world to say, hey, I'm here. This is what it is.
Well, you know, when I donated funds to the Horizon Foundation, I had a Hollywood producer on the call, and he said that, why are you actually calling yourself a writer when you don't have any content for anybody to see? He's like, everybody says they're a writer, but their writing is just sitting there collecting dust. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you really want to call yourself a writer, you need to have something visual that people can see and go to like YouTube or a Vimeo to see your work. And so he said that, try to put together something. At that time, I'm like, well, I'm on a shoestring budget. But, you know, over the years, I kept saying the same thing. Or I ain't got no money, blah, blah, blah. But then again, like, you know, we never going to have the amount of money that we need. So it's like, we got to step out on faith. So the thing I did is like, I put myself on a budget and I wanted to see if I can get a DP. I needed a sound person. And I told the actors, I can give you like a stipend for gas, like $25 for gas and feed them. And so, you know, the first project, we had a budget of like $2,000, but basically we did that short for about $1,500.
Okay. So,
Of course, I made payments because, you know, I have other bills and things to pay, but I wanted to make sure I didn't, I kept my plan, my vision going and not be like sitting there like, well, I ain't got no money, so I'll just wait another year. Everything's go by, you know, the years and time go by fast and we can't procrastinate because we don't have the money. There's always avenues. If people believe in what you've written, they'll want to get on board. But it's hard because nobody knew me. And this is my first project, but, you know, I was able to, you know, work with some people and we got it done.
Word. Yeah. Now, like I said before we started recording, I had a little Bridget Film Festival last night with watching your short films. And you it's pretty dope that you're along the same vein as me with the twist and the setup and the twist at the end. You know, I love that type of stuff. So who did you come up watching and to get that style of writing?
You know, I like to watch a lot of things on like Lifetime, some of those drama. I like to look at a lot of Spike Lee, his projects, his films. Mari Brock Akil, I like it. I just like a lot of drama. I like juicy drama. And I like to have a twist in the middle. And then at the end, you see like, wait, what? You know, at the end. So, yeah, I love that.
Now, for those, for writers that are, they like write a lot of features and go to a lot of seminars, and we learn about the three act structure, of course, in the 90-100 page script. What is the structure for 18-minute film, 18-page script, or 15-page script for a short film to keep people hooked? You know.
Yeah. So here's the thing. With a short film, you need to have that conflict. That's that conflict start within the first 2 to 3 pages. So that means something needs to happen that's going to catch your attention within like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Because short films, they got to catch your attention real early, or this is going to fall off. Mm. And it's like, if you write something that's 15 pages, the second or third has got to be some kind of setup. That conflict has got to happen.
Okay. Know? Okay. Yeah. Now, you do it to such a T, when you watch other shorts and they don't quite pull you in as quick, do you find yourself like, I'm gonna be patient, I'm gonna see where they're going with this, and try to not be so judgmental of the whack storytelling?
Well, so here's the thing. When you look at other short films, if the lighting is good, the sound, and the actors, they're doing what they have to do, I'll stick and watch, because it's always about, you know, you like to look at something that's looks the color, you know, the color, the lighting, everything, the sound. I'll watch it. I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all have to start somewhere. We all have to start somewhere. So, yeah.
And it's, and for me, being a writer myself, like, I cringe when in independent film and also in studio films, like, they set you up for something, and then on the second act, you're like, this don't even make sense. Like, this person was over here, over in this last scene, and now they over here in this scene, and they ain't even matching up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, gotta see some kind of camaraderie or some kind of bond, some connection with the actors, their dialogue. It's gotta be some, they gotta mesh somehow. It's gotta be some kind of chemistry that we can see.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, I watched The Other Man, Conflicted, and I noticed your style, like, my wife clown because I watch a lot of BET movies and stuff like that. So I can see you directing like games people play, or Ambitions or something like that. You know, I can tell you pay attention to detail with the lighting and the audio and just the structure of everything. I think you're a very talented, gifted filmmaker, and I could definitely see you directing some stuff on major networks.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely.
Now tell us about The Other Man. Where did that idea come from, the concept?
Okay, see, I wanted to write, I have 5 brothers, and one of my brothers is just, I wanted to, it's a true story. Some of the parts is true, because I wanted him to be comfortable, like, hey, man, you know, I know that your lifestyle is different. Our family are Christians. Our parents are Christians. And it's like, I feel like when people call themselves Christian, but you find out somebody's lifestyle is different, you want to crucify them, you want to disown them. It's like, God didn't say judge people. Let people live.
Yeah.
So I wanted to put a little twist on it and just, like, you know, let him know, hey, bro, it don't matter what you do, who you love, I got your back.
Amen. So
I did it like that, and I did a little, you know, I had the guys older, but that's what I wanted to write. I wrote it. I wrote it for like, I wrote it as a feature, but it was just so hard to get the money for a feature. I said, let me just break this down and condense it and have it, make it into a short.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the restaurant scene.
I wanted some comedy because I said I'm trying to get into some more comedy, because everything I do is so drama.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do some comedy, and I said, you know what, let me mix this restaurant scene up. So
yeah. That actor, the white guy, I'm like, his comedic timing was just like on point, just the way, I mean, he caught me like, what? Like,
yeah.
But that was pretty dope. That was pretty dope.
What can I order you to?
I haven't looked at the menu yet.
Oh, I thought I would order for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'll have the steak and lobster with asparagus, and she'll have the fried chicken and shrimp with a side of mixed veggies. sorry they don't have collard greens.
Okay. Anything else?
Can you also bring a bottle of hot sauce? Oh, do you by chance have watermelon?
Oh, hell no. What is wrong with you? All black people are not the same.
Desiree.
I don't eat fried chicken. I don't like shrimp. I'm allergic to shrimp. I don't like collard greens.
So how long does it take you to write a script, per se?
My shorts, I'd say about 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks.
Okay.
Because if I like to write the whole thing. I don't like to like write and then stop and go back and make changes. I just get it out of my system. If it's in my head, I want to write it out. And if it comes out to be like 5, 10, 15 pages, I do that. And then I go back and need more structure.
Okay. Now what, for those, and this definitely in 2019, it's a lot of content out there, a lot of people making films, and it seems like it's a rat race to get to that, you know, top of the upper echelon of filmmaking, uh-huh. and, you know, yeah. the Spike Lees and the Will Packers. So with you creating so many films, what keeps your drive, like film after film? Is it a calling card to say, hey, I can do this thing, or you just want to keep your skills fresh?
Okay. It's definitely a calling card, because I want to be able to, you know, when the time comes, when I meet the people that can open the door for me, and they say, well, what do you have to show? And I can just show Wounded Hearts, my sci-fi Conflicted, Dear Sister, The Other Man. I'm working on another one called Special Delivery. I want to have a package of material that I can, you know, submit. Right now I have a director's reel that is like 2 minutes. Okay. So I can just share that, pieces of each film. So, you know, it's a calling card.
Okay. Now with each film, do you strategically pick which film festivals to submit certain films to? What is your process on picking a film festival?
Well, my first one, I wasn't really familiar with all the film festivals because it was so expensive. I just wanted to get it done. So I really started focusing on more film festivals with Dear Sister and The Other Man. And The Other Man has been screened at Charlotte Black Film Festival.
Okay.
We went to LA for the Pan-African Film Festival, and it was screened here at the Peachtree Village Film Festival. Okay. So basically what I did with that particular film, since it's kind of like an LGBT type, you know, project, I wanted to submit some of those film festivals. I wanted to get as many film festivals here locally, but I wanted to expand to other, you know, other states and countries if I could. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm still waiting to hear from New Orleans Film Festival. I submitted to Austin, and I got rejected for ABFF. I got rejected. You know, there's a lot of rejection that comes. But my goal was, when I got it done, I wanted to submit it to like 20 film festivals and be done with it.
Yeah, those rejection letters that's like hit you like a low blow for a minute, but you know, you gotta dust it off and keep it going.
Yeah, dust off, you gotta keep it going. Yeah.
Now, do you base which ones you gonna go to based upon, like, all right, I'm gonna tally up my flights, hotel, rental car?
Well, see, what I was told to do is try to find some that has rewards, as you know, like cash prizes.
Gotcha.
Because you know, you want to recruit some kind of money with, you know, doing these projects. So I was looking for a film festival that has like first prize, $1,000, second, $500, or you know, $50, something.
Yeah.
Some kind of cash incentive. So I was looking that way, and then I was just Googling which ones are more popular and things like that. And you have, you know, producers there. So that's why I, you know, submitted to some of these bigger ones. But the smaller ones, it gives you a lot of experience as well.
Yeah.
Plus, the best thing to do when you're submitting to a film festival is always submit early bird, because they're $25, $30.
Mm-hmm.
When you wait, that's when it's like $75, $80.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, like, in all of your films, I love your music soundtrack and your music score. Who does that? Because the music be on point on your films.
Well, The Other Man, I use Michael, I don't know how to say his last name, Noor.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm not sure, but yeah, he did that because I'm not good at putting the music together. I have an idea, but I need somebody that's really good with that portion of it to work with my editor with the music.
Okay.
Yeah. That's definitely not my strong suit.
That's good. You got to have a team around you. You know, have a team to execute your vision.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because now your lighting. Who was your lighting person or your grip per se?
Okay, so all my films, I try to, whoever's the DP, I want them to be, you know, I usually use a DP that has their own sound and lighting equipment.
Okay.
My production assistants can always assist them with setting it up and using the boom mic and all that.
Okay.
So I use a lady, Michelle Eileen.
Okay.
So she was the DP, the editor, and Harper Harris was the sound guy. Harper Harris.
Okay.
Yeah. So they worked together.
Okay. Yeah. That's now. How do you go about like meeting the crew that you have? Like you meet them at
always
networking gatherings.
Okay. Yeah. I like some of those Get Connected events. Referrals from other producers that I know, things like that.
Okay. Because, yeah, you definitely got a tight group. Now, tell us about the Alliance of Women Directors. What is that about?
AWD started in L.A., and they finally branched out to Atlanta, last year or 2 years ago. And what we're doing, we have, you know, all the different Atlanta women that are directing and producing. And the qualification is to direct like two or three shorts and put them in film festival and have been screened. Membership is $100 a year. And what we do, we have different Q&A panel discussion with some Hollywood producers, directors. They come out here and they, help us with some of our projects. They can, you know, just maybe like a Q&A session with us. You know, mm-hmm. our group, maybe like 20, 25 of us, we get together and once a month or every couple months. And we also have a program called Shadowing. Meaning that someone's working on a project, I can go shadow on her project, be a PA for someone else's project. Just because I write and produce my own content, I want to be able to get experience working with somebody else.
Okay.
So I'll be a production assistant because we all need to have experience on other parts of being the crew.
Yeah, that's a pretty good circle to be around, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But
women supporting each other.
Yeah.
I love it.
We have like a database, like if somebody needs a restaurant for their film, you know, they can contact me. I know somebody who owns a flower shop, coffee mm-hmm. shop, things like that. Because, you know, when you're writing these scripts, you want to make sure you have access to these locations.
That's a real good connection.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Conflicted, the sci-fi. Was this a genre that, hey, I'm gonna just tackle this? Have you always been into sci-fi? Or
yeah, you know what, it's just when you see somebody sci-fi, it's like, oh my goodness, it's just, you know, it's just mind-blowing. I wanted to try to tackle it, but I didn't want to spend a lot of time with it because it can get very expensive with some of the graphics, animation, and all that.
Yeah.
So I did something. I said, what if this woman had a dream about she can't stand her boss? Wakes up and then she finds out that he had an accident in the park. You know, and this rose dropped and it went into flame. You know, it deteriorated, and then she wakes up and the rose is right by her phone.
Okay.
Something I just put together. That was like maybe four pages.
Okay. Yeah. Now the post-production on a sci-fi film, like what was that process like, getting your eyes lit up and the special effects, and was it a grueling process?
Okay, so my DP, I told him what I wanted. And I said, you know, I wanted this, you know, my eyes and things like that. I want to see the different, like, it was like a dolphin. It was just all kinds of stuff going on. And I gave him the idea of what I wanted. I said, I don't like my boss. I'm going to do something. If I grab his neck, I want his head to explode. And so that's how it was.
Sounds a little personal.
So he worked, and I gave him an idea, and he, you know, he shot the scenes with my eyes really close. And then when he went into pre-production, he did all that other stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's a. So he did all the editing and the special effects editing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was pretty good. Now that one, I was like, she could definitely do a sci-fi show, one of them sci-fi network shows, you know.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that. It was fun writing that out and explaining to him what I wanted. Yeah,
that was a cool concept. I noticed that one was shorter than your other ones. I was like, I know why that's short, because of the special effects.
Yeah, it's like this short film is not gonna break me. I got my life bills to pay. Yeah. My stuff on my light bill. This is not gonna break you. So I cut that real short.
Yeah. Nah.
But like I said, it's a calling card. You know, if I do something that's 5 minutes to 18 minutes, it's always something that I want to be able to just, you know, get in a few film festivals and let people see this is what I can do.
And that's dope, because I think it needs to be more people of color in those genres, the sci-fi genre, the horror genre, you know. I think we got the drama genre pretty down packed. So
yeah.
It's time for us to branch out.
Yeah.
And, you know, tackle some other genres.
Right. Gotcha. You know, yeah.
I can definitely see that. So let's get into our reshoot segment. This is the segment where I ask you, after seeing all those films, is there anything that you would like to reshoot, but nobody else picks up on it, but you see that one little frame, you're like, if I can only re-edit that.
I think, Unconflicted, I would have had some more type of, maybe a little more dialogue or some more sounds, something kind of, some kind of, you know, scary kind of sound or something, music or whatever in the background. That's what I really wish I could have done with that. Mm. And Dear Sister, the music, after I got it done, the music was horrible. I wish I could have did something different with the music. I just didn't have the right person with the music. So, you know, certain things you look at over, it's like, oh man, I wish I could have did this different.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just certain things I look at, I'm like, oh well, I did it, so.
Yeah. Now, Dear Sister was pretty deep. I could see that as a feature. That could have went the comedy route or the drama route. It was just so many ways you could have went with that.
Yeah. I hate the music. I mean, the soundtrack was horrible, but I got it done. Yeah.
So yeah, we all have our cringe-worthy moments.
Yeah.
Now, going to my filmmaker quote of the day from Alan Rudolph, from writer-director of Afterglow and Choose Me. It's always been my formula to get the next picture set up before anyone's seen the last one. Are you the type where after you complete one project, you off to the next one, or do you sit on something for a while before you?
I sit on it for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, for a while, because each, like The Other Man, it started in the film festival rotation September of last year. It's about to end in September of this year, so I wanted to get that. It's just due in the film festival circuits. There's like 8 more film festivals I'm waiting to hear from.
Okay.
But by September, it's done.
Okay.
That's why I'm filming another short the first week of September.
Okay.
So I'm starting that. So yeah, I don't do back-to-back, because I got maybe about 4 scripts that's done for my shorts, but I'm not gonna touch. I'm just gonna do one for this year, and then maybe I'm trying to do my feature next year.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely see that in your life, you know, somebody seeing your work and cutting that check.
Hello. Yeah.
That's gonna, now, as a, do you have your strategy for your feature? Like, is it gonna be like mostly weekends, or are you gonna try to do it throughout the week as well?
The weekends, because it's the full version of The Other Man. It's going to be called Behind the Mask, because it talks about this young boy growing up.
Okay.
You know, sneaking, wearing his mom heels and things like that, for his childhood to his growing up.
Okay.
I'm going to call that Behind the Mask. It's not going to be like The Other Man.
Yeah.
Part. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, yeah. Sound like Caitlyn Jenner documentary.
You got jokes. it would be something that I would do on the weekends, because you know these actors, they have other gigs, they work and things like that, so I would do it. I'd say a feature would be probably like 3 to 4 weekends.
Okay, sweet. Now on to my 60 frames a second segment. This is where in 60 seconds or less, since you're a sci-fi person, tell me why you love or hate Sharknado.
Ah. Good.
Have you seen all the Sharknados?
I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I haven't. That's what I'm trying to think. Have I? I don't think so.
You have to watch Sharknado. I mean, you are a sci-fi person, so that is your homework.
Have I seen it? No, I don't think I've seen it. Another question.
Cheesiest sci-fi you've seen?
Oh boy.
Where the graphic was just like, this don't even make no sense.
I actually, when I was at the Pan African Film Festival, there was a sci-fi that was screened after mine, and it was in another language, but it was just the sci-fi portion was just hard to watch. It was very short, but it was like with some elephants, and it was weird. It just didn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is. I'm a big horror buff, and Jason, Friday the 13th, Jason goes to space. They put Jason in outer space, so they was reaching with that one.
Yeah, that was definitely fell back on that one.
Yeah, it could have definitely fell back. Yeah. Well, Miss Bridget, it's been a pleasure speaking with you on this segment. The time just flew by, you know.
Yes.
didn't want to take all of your Sunday since you've been sitting there.
I appreciate it. Traffic. Thank you.
Give people your contact info, social media.
Okay. You can reach me. My website is bridgetladd.com. Instagram is the real lad, the real lad, LADD. Twitter is real lad. Facebook is Bridget Ladd.
Sweet. And I'm glad I have you on this level, and I don't have to get through 50 people to get to you, because you know, you're not some big name star that's untouchable. So I'm glad I can access you right now.
I'm here. You know what was amazing? When we was in LA for the Pan African Film Fest, we was at a restaurant, and we had met John Singleton. And that was so cool. And he said, make sure you just keep in contact with me. So we sent him a message on Instagram, and it was so heartbreaking and sad that like a couple months later he passed. Like, you know, that was, you know, because I was like, oh, I would love to keep this contact and have him mentor me. But it's like, you know.
Yeah.
That was heartbreaking. That was really sad.
Yeah, they said that he was real personable and
very nice. Oh yeah. My goodness. Yeah. He was like, I'm glad to see you guys, you know, just writing, getting your content out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no doubt. And for those that want to get in contact with Video Village or follow us, what we're doing, Instagram, Video Village Podcast, Twitter, VV_podcast. And we have Miss Bridget Ladd, the writer, producer, director, actress extraordinaire. Thank you again, my sister.
And thank you.
I will definitely be following you and everything that you do. And much
appreciate
success to you. All right, this is Video Village, and we'll holler back.